while the Shliach Tzibur recites Modim, we all say what is called commonly Modim D'Rabbanon. We'll talk in a moment about why it's called Modim D'Rabbanon. But it's also known by the Avudraham, for example, as Hoida'ok Tana, because it's said more briefly, and I'm just kidding, because it's in smaller print in the Siddur. But no, it's called Hoida'ok Tana because it is not said by all of us when we say our own true Amida, and it's brief enough such that we can be saying it at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur and conclude before the end of the conclusion of the bracha and answer Amen to his bracha. Now, the idea of saying Modim is obvious. The reason to say Modim Rabbanon is because when they used to have only one person lead the davening and everybody would listen and answer Amen to each bracha, and that's how we were Yotza Tefillah. There would be a Shliach Tzibur, literally the Shliach of the Tzibur, for everybody's tefillos would be expressed by that person. We didn't each have a Siddur. It is possible that the Shliach Tzibur himself did not have a Siddur, but was davening as best he could, following the tradition that he perhaps knew by heart as to how the brachos are to be expressed, and everyone else listened. And together, by answering Amen, we were Yotza at once with what this Shliach Tzibur was saying. But when he says thank you, you can't send a messenger to say thank you. You can send a messenger to ask for something. You can send a messenger to even have a gift presented if there would be a way to materially offer up something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We used to have korbanos, so the Kohanim were offering up the korbanos on our behalf. We paid for them with the Machzis HaShekel, and then they would be brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and express our allegiance to Hashem, but we don't have that ability anymore. So here, where we are saying thank you, we're not presenting a gift. We're not asking for something. You can always send a shliach to ask for something. You can send a messenger to ask for something, especially from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where clearly we're dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're not going to rescind the messenger. We mean it. If we send someone to ask something of Hashem, we want that which we are asking of Hashem. We need that which we ask of Hashem. But to say thank you, That would have to be done personally. You can't say thank you by sending somebody else to say thank you. Thanks is something that otherwise a person might say, well, I don't know, did I send that messenger? Did I really express myself? A person could rescind a thank you, an expression of thanks. So a person has to say thanks personally. Therefore, to have the Shliach Tzibur say, Modim Anachnu Loch, to say that kind of thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a messenger would be unbecoming. And therefore, Chachameinu in the Gemara in Masechet Soita said, each of us will say thank you. Now, as far as the text, the text itself is the explanation for why it's called Modim Drabanan, because it started out with Rav and Shmuel. And Rav says we should say, Modim Anachnu Lecha Hashem Elokeinu Al She'anu Modim Lach. And that was all Modim was. And it's important to know what that means. Modim Anachnu, we are thanking you Hashem, Al She'anu Modim Lach, for simply being able to stand before you and praise you and say thank you. Just humbly we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mere fact that we can express ourselves in any way to you, the fact that we can say thank you, is something we say with tremendous appreciation. It's almost as if we're saying, thank you for letting me say thank you. Now this is a very, very typical and very human emotion. People who really owe thanks are appreciative of the opportunity to say thank you. I'm sure many of us, if not everyone, has been in a situation where you really, really wanted to say thank you. And you appreciated the opportunity when the opportunity presented. If we cannot relate to it with those words, thank you, then imagine there's someone who's been so good and so kind, and now, Baruch Hashem, that person is experiencing a simcha, and you want to just be able to say to that person, Mazel Tov, to wish that person well and show how much you understand that the person, in your estimation, deserves this time of joy in his or her life richly. That's why you want to get to that person and say Mazel Tov. Not just to partake in the simcha, but to express that you recognize and feel deeply how much that person deserves to have that moment of joy. Yes?
A grammar question. Lach instead of lacha. When afterwards it shall talk.
There's a receiving aspect then to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why when you say, I'm presenting something, you can say Lach, even though normally you would talk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the affirmative and in the more assertive tense of Lacha. So we're giving something up and we're actually thanking for the fact that we can say this to you and that you hear it and accept it. When persons say to someone, thank you, and the response is, with a smile, you're welcome. We feel now good that our expression of thanks was received. And that's what is happening here. We are expressing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we appreciate that for all that He has done for us, He is there for us to say our thanks to Him and our praise to Him, and He's there to accept that, because that's the kind of graciousness that He shows us, and that graciousness that He shows us defines the kind of relationship we have with Him. If somebody is not interested in you saying thank you to him or to her, what kind of a relationship can you think you have with that person? Not that the person in any way doesn't like you. You may have had nothing to do with the person in most of your life. But the person could not care less if you do or do not thank him or her. How does that make you feel? You feel that you clearly are of no significance to that entity. Whereas, if you say thank you to somebody, and that person in some fashion seems to appreciate the fact that you said thank you, you now feel, oh, that's so nice. You feel valuable. You feel, in a sense, validated. That your feeling of thanks and your expression of thanks is part of who and what you are, and is a significant aspect of the reality in which you live. And so when someone accepts your thank you, whether it's with a smile or with a gleam in their eye, let alone a you're welcome, when you've reached that person by saying thank you, you feel very validated and you feel that you are correct. You feel that you are of purpose. And that's what we are saying. Modim anachnu loch al shanachnu modim loch. So that's what Modim Rabbanan was. And then subsequent generations, first it was Shmuel who added Elokei Kol Basar, and then others, Rav Simoy and Avachar Bar Yaakov, and they added what became our Nusach of Modim Drabonon. Elokei Kol Basar means that every human being, every living creature has to give thanks for having been created. Yotzreinu, Yotzer Bereshis, who has created the entire world. Created Bereshis meaning not just the beginning, but the entire universe. Everything that exists. And since you created and maintained everything that exists, for this we give you thanks, brachos, blessings, hoda'os, thanksgiving, the Shimcha HaGadol V'HaKadosh, for your existence. Shimcha HaGadol V'HaKadosh doesn't mean your name so much as it means your holy existence. And we, in the created world, occupy, so to speak, created space, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, just so that we can be there alongside Him and have the opportunity, when we receive from Him life itself, to say thank you. There's nothing so beautiful as saying thank you. And again, as we said before, and being received, having that thanks accepted. Specifically, Al Shehechi Yisanu, for having granted us life, V'kiyam Tonu, and then for sustaining us, however long or short our lives may be, because that quantity is not necessarily about which we speak here. We mean here every moment is precious, and we thank you for each living moment. Then we say, Kein techayenu, so you should continue to give us life, usekayemenu, and maintain us, with the ultimate goal of a nation being v'ses of Goliosenu, gather us back, l'chatzros kachecha, gather us back to the holy precincts of your sanctuary. Remember, this is coming, as we said, on the heels of Avoda, on the heels of the bracha of Ritzeh, which is about serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu and the opportunity to do so. We thank you, Hashem, for that opportunity. May it be restored to us. And that is what is alluded to again. And when that time comes, when we'll be able to come back to you and say thank you personally, b'chatzros kachecha, we won't be doing it through this Shliach Tzibur who is saying the tefillos and the brachas to which we answer Amen, but it'll be all of us again back at the Beis HaMikdash, most personally involved in being near you and in worshipping you. Lishmar Chukecha, to be observing of the Chukim about which we know and understand so little, but that's what friendship is all about. It's a trust that whatever it is that your friend asks of you, needs from you, that's what is done. Whether we can fully understand what the Ritzon Habore is, Lishmar Chukecha, V'la'asos Ritzonecha, and to do what is your will, Hashem. U'la'avdecha, and to serve you, b'levav shalem, with a full and pure heart. So these are all the additions which Amoraim added to the very originally brief expression of Modim, but that's why it's called Modim Dirabana, because the Amoraim of the generations, beginning with Rav and Shmuel, Rav Shimei, Rav Achabar Yaakov, the Gemara says, they added to what it is that we would say while the Shliach Tzibur says the bracha of Modim, and we would conclude with what is actually from the Yerushalmi, Baruch Kel HaHoyda'ois. And again, Kel HaHoyda'ois means, we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate entity regarding which thanksgiving is appropriate. That's quite a mouthful. But succinctly, there is no other proper recipient of thanks as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People who are Makir Tov, who have that tremendous midah of recognizing from whence good comes and then saying thank you to other people, are people of merit. It's a proper and very good midah to know and know fully and feel what indebtedness we have to another human being. Can you imagine then how much indebtedness we have toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If we would contemplate what would be without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, if we would think about what we would be, how bereft of life, of comfort, of the ability to live, to enjoy a moment on this earth, if not for what He grants us, so then we would realize that the ultimate deserving recipient of any thanks that a human being could ever express is the Almighty. He is the one to whom thanksgiving, giving of thanks, is appropriate, more so than to any other entity. People who are extremely pious, therefore, who might daven more carefully and more sincerely, are known historically to have davened modim as their most extended bracha. That is, that if they could daven quickly, they would daven and then get stuck at modim, because if they really thought about what it is that they have to give thanks for, they just couldn't go on. Because if you start thinking about Shehechi Yisanu, every breath we take, every morsel of food we put in our mouth, that we live another day, that we were able to have the strength to get up in the morning, the Kiyam Tanu, He maintains us, sustains us, that I can be Kayam, the word Kayam itself is such an important word. Kayam relates to the word to become. Kuf Mem, not become, B-E-C-O-M-E, but come, meaning to rise up. To have an existence, but not just to have an existence, but to have a standing. To have a presence, to have some importance. And all this, that I am of any significance, is only because of you. So when people stop to think about this, so it becomes an extremely important part of the davening. So there are many great tzaddikim who seemingly would move quickly through the Shemona Esrei, and they davened at a more typical pace, and then suddenly when it came to modim, you'd see them say modim, and all of a sudden the Shemona Esrei lasted another 15-20 minutes. Because when it comes to saying thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very hard to do so quickly and succinctly. And that's again the reason why it's so personal. Everyone has to say Maldim Durabanon, because you can't rely on someone else to say thank you for you. And again, the concluding words of Al Shanachnu Maldim Lach, they have a few interpretations. But like Rashi tells us in Maseches Sota, Al Shanachnu Maldim Lach means, for the very fact that we are able to say thank you, we thank you. Now, there are other interpretations. We thank you for the fact that we have a Shliach Tzibur whose words are being said, and we agree with them. We want to affirm with the thanks that he is saying. Another interpretation is, at least it works now with the longer version of Modim Drabanan that we have. So, because Tichayenu and Tichaymenu, looking forward to the fact that you'll continue to grant us life and sustain us, so we thank you now, so to speak, in advance. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for the fact that we anticipate. And we thank you in advance for the furtherance of our lives and of our existence. So we thank you now. We'll conclude with the conclusion of the Bracha of Haidah. Va'al Kulam, for all of the above. Yisbarach v'yisroimam, Yisbarach meaning, of course, not that Hashem needs our blessing, but we will recognize that He is the source of all blessing. The word Baruch, Baruch to Hashem, doesn't mean we bless you, Hashem. He needs our blessing. It means we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of every benefit and of every good. means that there will be a tremendous amount of exaltedness recognized by all of mankind. So that's not only we here at this moment in this shul at this time who look at Modim Drabonon and recite it, who have listened to the shots and answer Amen as he concludes this bracha, but it will be the glory of God recognized by and exalted by all of mankind. V'chol hachayim yadu chasela. Literally all living things, and the life itself, the fact that there is life on this planet, the concept itself, will shout out your glory. V'yahalalu es shimcha be'emes. They will have sincere and complete, full acknowledgement and praise of your existence and of all that you represent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you represent all of creation and the goodness that you inject into everything that is created and its purposes of being good, which is why, by the way, in Nusach Sfar, they add here HaKel HaToiv. Because in the definition of Shimcha Be'emes, that everybody will have a relationship to the fullest truth of what Hashem represents, that means that He is good. HaToiv, Ki Lechol Rachamecha, as the Nusach does present with the word, the important word of HaToiv in Nusach Ashkenaz and Moedim itself. We conclude in our Nusach without HaKel HaToiv, We conclude Hakel Yeshua Seinu V'Yezru Seinu Sela. And here Sela, where it's not always understood, here Sela means in perpetuity. Glorious perpetuity. Something that is fantastic, something that is wondrous, and something that is eternal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help to us and His extending of His kindness to us is such that we always want to say thank you, and we believe that all of mankind will ultimately join us in the Hakaras HaTayv that we have just expressed. And we mentioned before how important Hakaras HaTayv is. So if we are leaders, so to speak, as Jewish people in Hakaras HaTayv, that means that the rest of mankind is going to one day sit up and take notice and say, Kol HaChayim Yoydu Chasela. And that's how we conclude with a fascinating expression, which is HaTayv Shimcha, that the very idea of a Borei Olam known to us and expressible in some way is so fantastic, and therefore Noel Lahodos, it is fit, and Noel means fit and something that is of a beautiful character. Noel means that it's something nice, something that you attribute a fine quality to it, and you say that it is beautiful to behold. And that's a little bit like what we said before, that when someone says thank you, and the recipient of that thanks is appreciative, then the relationship has just qualitatively grown and deepened in ways you cannot even quantify. So when you say HaTov Shimcha Olecha Na'el LaHodos, we are again mentioning the fact that for a human being to say thank you is such a beautiful thing, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives that thanks, wow, what that says about the relationship of mankind to his Creator.